Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it is a victory Monday at Chickies and Pete's, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 4-0, Ike. Your thoughts?
Victory!
Wow. Holy cow.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Here we are, buddy.
Were you impressed with that?
Yeah,
it
was a
long
one.
It was pretty good, man.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It's good.
You have been practicing that?
Well, no, I mean, you know, that's just what it felt like today.
Okay.
It felt like one of those types of days. Listen, the team is sitting at 4-0, and before I let you two get your grimy hands on the win from yesterday,
hey,
I need to make sure everybody understands we're 4-0. Listen. Didn't look pretty. Didn't look pretty in the second half. But that was a beautiful first half there, Spike.
It
was
beautiful.
A beautiful first half. I saw a lot of creativity. I don't know what the hell happened in the second half with the passing game or the running game. We need to get it fixed.
Or the defense.
Or the defense for that matter. But, yes, somehow this team is still 4-0, and it's because winning is what's in their DNA. Winning is what the culture is all about over there. And again, it's not flawless. It's coming with flaws. There are areas they need to improve upon, and we'll dive into those. But I look around the league, Spike, and I still say this is the best team in football. It's the most complete team in football. So it's a victory Monday. We're sitting at 4-0. I know we'll get into a lot of different things about the game, but, man, winning never gets old. Winning never gets old. And don't ever, I tell him to tell everybody out there, don't ever take winning for granted. Don't ever take it for granted. Doesn't mean we can't be critical.
Sure.
And we'll do that.
We have a whole week to talk about
it. But I'm just saying, winning isn't a given. This team wins a lot of football games, man. A lot of Mondays. I've been doing victory. It seems like I've been doing victory
every week
for a whole year.
Every week.
Yeah.
It's only one. It's only one since
the Washington game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Since
October.
They played Tampa last year.
Yes, since they played Tampa
last year.
A lot
of winning football around here, man. And yesterday was another example of this football team giving us the highs and lows. A victory.
You know, it's funny. A lot of the, depending on how old you are, you don't even remember very much of an Eagles era where they weren't winning.
That's
a
true.
A lot. Even going
you
back
get
to
a
your,
couple spots here
yeah,
and there. Yeah.
Here and there. But if you're 30, 35 years old, your entire life, the Eagles have been good.
Yeah.
Now, the last 7 years have been 2 Super Bowls, so it
right.
has stepped up. Yeah. But
3.
Yeah.
But, well, they've been to 3.
Been
one,
to 3, 1, 2.
Yeah.
You have to be much older to have gone through the 90s and the 80s,
right,
and those sorts of,
yes,
things. So 215.
The heartbreak, yes. Yes.
Yes,
I was a part of the heartbreak. Well,
you,
yes,
even remember. No, I mean, previous to the heartbreak, even, you know, I remember a time when we used to talk about the games being blacked out,
yeah,
in Philadelphia because it wasn't sold out.
Well, think about the great Buddy Ryan,
yeah,
era. They didn't win a playoff game.
Right. And we were talking blackouts then,
yeah,
at that time. 215-592-9494. By the way, Ike said we're sitting here at 4-0. We, uh-huh, are literally sitting.
Look at us. Look at us.
In a different way than we normally have been.
Listen, look at us. Let them hang.
Yeah. We got these big,
wow,
chairs. If you come to Chickies or if you see us on YouTube, we have this whole thing.
I feel like I'm on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Yeah, this is not how I'm used to.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah.
I don't know how to sit. I don't know if I want to sit cross-legged. I don't want to sit cross-legged, but it's also,
yes,
like a.
Don't cross your legs. Man
I
up.
Just,
man
you know.
Up. Let them hang.
Hand in the pants, Jack. Hand in the pants like you're at home. Make,
yeah,
yourself at home.
Yeah, yeah,
Al Bundy.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, like, I usually just, you know, go feet up.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, don't go feet up. Look, A was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know.
We got people behind the scenes like, no. Well,
make sure the camera's close on our face.
Well, you're wearing shorts. You would put legs up like that. They see right.
Hey, I never knew you were this hairy, man. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, what's going on?
Dude, I'm kind of a hairsman.
You are. You're a hairy guy.
Not like under the pits, but like all my arms and legs.
Well, you shave your armpits?
Nah, they just have never had a lot of armpit hair.
Ah.
That seems like a good thing to break down at 205 after an Eagles win.
Anyway. So, Ike, I know you expect me to come in here and talk about the second
half. Just say the truth, Spike.
Well, here's what happened. So they fall apart in the second half, really, and, you know, did just enough to win the game, won the game. And immediately following the game, the first thing that was in my head was, how do we not complete a pass in the whole second half of the game? And then I was thinking, man, we almost lost that game. That's what I was thinking.
Right.
But then I'm watching that game last night. I'm watching the Cowboys and the Packers last night. And here are the Packers, who I think we all, after they made the Micah Parsons trade, looked around and said, that is the other team in the NFC. There are other good teams, but we, mm-hmm, expect the Packers to be right there. Okay, so the Packers are tied the Cowboys last night, gave up 40 points to the Cowboys.
Like kissing your sister.
The Packers also.
So Jerry said.
The Packers also.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Lost to the Browns
Sorry
last
about
week.
That, yeah.
No worries. Packers lose to the Browns last week.
Yep.
And then I look around, and there are the Baltimore Ravens at 1-3. And I look around, and there's the Rams, who are good, but we just beat the Rams. And the Commanders, who are supposed to be another really, really good team in the NFC, and they're 2-2. And who knows what happens when Jaden Daniels comes back. So I think the thing is that when you look at the Eagles, which we will do all week long and we focus on, we think they can be better than they've been. That's for sure, on both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look around at the rest of the league, and they're the best team in the NFC. And they might not be the best. It might be them and the Bills, right? Those are the two undefeated teams, the two teams that have played the best in football so far this year.
Yep.
And so I think there's this one thing where we have Super Bowl expectations for the Eagles, and we want the best from them, and we look at the personnel on both sides of the ball, and we're like, this team can be better than they are. And the offense can be more consistent. All of these things. But still, when you look at it in the context of the entire NFL, there's only one team up there with the Philadelphia Eagles right now, and that's the Bills. And there isn't another team in the NFC that is up there with the Eagles right now.
Right.
And
I see Lions should be up there.
Maybe,
well,
but they're not.
I'd put the Lions there.
Well, maybe, right? But
well,
they've.
I would.
Well, yeah, but they also didn't win a playoff game last year.
True.
Right? You know, so, yeah, they're good. But we, I think, at times, and we'll go through it and talk about how they can be better and talk about what happened in the second half and all of those things. But I do side with you on they're 4-0, and I look around the league, and I don't see a team better than the Eagles at this point.
Right.
And the other thing that I would take away from yesterday's game is you can look and say that the Bucs had 375 yards and they had two big plays in the second half, and that's all true. But that defense was better yesterday than I've seen that defense throughout the year, truthfully. I think from a tackle.
Really?
Yeah. If and I know there are two big.
They had some moments, but.
From a tackling standpoint, they seem better. The secondary seemed better, aside from the two big plays. But I know that's.
Aside from that.
I know, but Quinyon Mitchell
every
had a
game,
great.
Every game, though. It's every game, though.
Quinyon Mitchell had a great game. Cooper DeJean had a great game. To me, that defense, to my eyes, looked better than the defense has looked all year.
Okay.
Now, look, the offense, I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know. I truly don't know how you can have a first half that looks perfect and a second half that looks literally the opposite of perfect.
Unbelievable.
And we will try to figure it out. But as it goes, it was good enough yesterday.
Yeah.
So and that's and we were 2-2 at this point last year.
Yeah.
Coming off the worst loss of the year, obliterated in the same place that we won yesterday.
Yep.
So don't feel perfect, but I feel good.
Yeah.
Jack, where you at?
I'm smelling a fraud, honestly. It feels like 2023, except with a better defense. I know the better defense is a caveat here, but I just don't see it. Like, they don't pass my eye test. I don't know what they exactly do very well. I know defense.
Win.
Besides winning, which is the ultimate goal.
Yes.
You can only win for so long, and then someone's going to clip you, and we'll see if they can round it back into form.
Right.
Like, last year, at least I knew they had a great running game. I don't think we feel that way now. You know, and the passing game is just going to be the passing game, kind of where Spike is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just like, it's frustrating, but whatever. And the defense, they do allow explosive plays every single week. That's not something that last year's defense did. And I know at this point last year they were 2-2, and the defense hadn't figured it out yet. I also did believe in the horses on that defense a little bit more than I believe in the horses on this defense. You know, BG was on that team. Slay was on the team. CJ GJ was on the team. The linebackers are better this year.
Yeah.
But still, they're good. They're winning games. But when the standard is Super Bowl and having the best roster in the league, they're not really living up to that.
Well, but let me ask you this. If there is nobody, I didn't, you didn't, you didn't. Nobody had them 4-0 at this point. With these first four games against the Chiefs, against the Cowboys, against the Rams, and against the Bucks, nobody had them 4-0.
Yeah.
So again, you know,
what's their real record?
What do you mean, what's their real record?
Like 2-2?
No, 4-0.
Yeah, but come on. Here and there.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Better watch. Hey, we in October. That's all I'm going to say.
What's that?
I say, Jack, better watch. We in October.
I know. I got to watch what I say because the Phillies are probably going to collapse. Not everyone's
going to Well.
Hey, look.
We're Phillies fans too, Corey.
We are, but what I'm saying is, like, the Philadelphia fans root for both teams. That's all I'm going to say. You know? But look, so yesterday, was it a great first half? Yes, man. Listen, everybody had the apologies to Kevin Petullo out, all the tweets or whatever. The second half, I just don't know. Like, it's like, I'm just like it's what? I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, what happened. I was leaving here, Spike, I need you, Spike, because you're the stats guy. You got a stat for every stat. First of all, I want to know how Saquon Barkley, the best running back in the NFL, is first in attempts, but he's 25th in rushing. Like, did our offensive line fall off that much? Because
Dickerson's not the same.
You said what?
Dickerson's not the same.
Because when I see Saquon, like, when he in space, like, when he had that one where he broke the two tackles, like, he looked the same. Like, it ain't like he looked like he lost anything. Like, so I'm like, there's that. You know what I'm saying? The passing game in the first half, you know, looked good. Dallas, I think, what, is Dallas Goedert, like, wide receiver one now? Because last year we couldn't get him the ball. This year the only time the offense looked good is when we passing to him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a good thing.
You said what?
That's a good thing.
No, I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? I agree with you. So it's like I like the little, you know, things that they put in there. Listen, every week I bet – Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown. Now they want to do flips in the end zone. I don't get no hit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm glad we got the victory. This is the stat I need you to look up. Like, the Eagles got to lead the league, and players against the teams against them with picked up penalties. I don't know no team that get penalties picked up against them more than the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's why we lost. I mean, why we won. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, like, I just never seen it. Every game, there's like two, you know, the flag was picked up. I gotta see that stat, you know?
Well, but they did the right thing on the Hurts play. I mean, that shouldn't have been a penalty.
I'm just saying in general. Like, I see the quarterback coming at my DB, you know what I'm saying, talking, you know, but he don't get no time penalty. But my DB grabbing the lineman, he gets the personal foul. I thought you couldn't be in people's face. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Well, he got that foul for grabbing that helmet off.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, the block in the back, they didn't even show the replay. You know what I'm saying? Picked up on the return. They try to keep the Bucks in the game. You know what I'm saying? Every week is something, a flag picked up. But like y'all said, we 4-0. I don't know what Jack talking about. Who is the three players you named that we didn't have? Who'd you say?
Three players we had. What do you mean?
Last year, you said BG.
Oh, I'm Slay. Talking about the defense. Like this year,
No. You said
BG, Slay, and
CJ, GJ,
CJ,
and Isaiah Rodgers, another big play over in London.
Well,
Isaiah Rodgers played like Corey.
I don't think he's saying that those players should be here this year. I think what he's saying is they had good versions
better
of those players.
Yeah, I just believed in the horses.
Right, but this is what I'll say about this team, right? Like. We probably got the defensive rookie of the year at the linebacker, right?
Sure.
We top two probably.
One of
and we
them,
got Dak Barnes playing at all pro. Okay, you know what I'm saying? He got caught looking in the backfield. He got beat. But like you said, there's one play every week. And I'll give that up. You know what I'm saying? The pass rush got to be better. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how we got to work your miracle, but we got to get better at that. But what I like about this team is like they know how to win. Like these is tough teams. Like this is the Chiefs. This is the Rams. Like,
oh no, it's tough schedule, no doubt about it.
Well,
they have the
number one red zone defense in the NFL right now, as far as stats. Red zone defense.
Oh.
Red zone defense
offense.
As well.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah, and the number one offense.
And the number one
exactly.
offense. Yeah,
right. So,
that's
real quick, can I?
No, it's both.
Yeah.
Can I address the topic, or is it too early? I'll follow the rules.
What topic?
We'll do it. We'll do it in a minute.
What do you want to talk about? AJ?
Yeah. All I'm gonna say is,
get it in.
I got a guy real quick. I got a guy who spit on people, right? And this man told me after the game, I'd rather have a bad game than a win. And
Jalen Carter.
Six sacks and a loss.
Right. This is a guy that spit on people. And I don't know, and I like I'll let y'all get into it or whatever. I won't dive too much into it, but it's like, dog, like I get it, you know what I'm saying? Like you want the ball. We want you to have the ball, but it's a way to handle things. Like social media not gonna get you the ball, and it's like every year you do this. Every year, it's like a kid. Like I'm gonna act out because I know my mom and dad gonna give me what I want. It's like we love you. You are great. You are a great player. But what you do is selfish. That's a selfish act. And that's all I'm going to say.
All right, Corey. All right,
amen.
To go back to what he said about Saquon, by the way, I'm not going to get into the nerd stats.
Come on.
There are some nerd stats that say what's going on with Saquon is more than the offensive line. Like there are some, and I don't want to bore the
what
pants
mean, you're
off
he's
people.
Physically not.
No,
the same?
It's just so like there are stats that show how long it takes him to get to the line of scrimmage, and it's much slower this year than it was last year. And there's a stat called rush yards over expected, which basically it looks at the play and says how many yards should you get out of this. Mm-hmm. Saquon was number two over that last year in the whole league. Mm-hmm. This year, he's 40 yards under expected. He's like 28th in the league.
Yeah.
So I think it's true that the offensive line isn't as good. But I also think it's true that he could be diminished in a way that we can't see with our eyes. Sometimes it's just a split
second.
You see
it physically.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That when we're looking at him, we think to ourselves, oh, Saquon looks the same.
Yeah.
But the difference between an elite running back and a really good running back in the NFL is a little bit, right? I mean, it's a split second here and a split second there.
Yeah.
So if he loses a split here and a split there, that could be the difference between. He doesn't have one rush over 20 yards this year.
No, you're right. Yeah, he doesn't have the explosive run there.
Yeah.
But I'll say this: his year last year was so out of this world. It's hard to live up to that.
Yes.
Like he still looks like a well-to-do running back by my naked eye. Like he doesn't look like he's laboring. He doesn't look like he's slow or any of those things. I just don't see the running lanes there the way they were last year. Now, maybe just last year they had a better offensive line and Mekhi Becton being there and the holes that they opened up. Man, I don't know. It just doesn't look like he has the ability to get explosive. It seems like there's always defenders in front of him. Like in the backfield, there's always defenders.
So the one other difference is last year he saw an 8-man box 23% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's 35%.
Yeah.
So he is seeing guys up there, and they're making – people are complaining about them running those inside runs. The reason is because the defenses are cutting off the edges.
Yes, they don't want him to hit the edges.
So you either have a loss over there, and I think they're doing the math and saying we have a better chance of at least getting a positive play inside than trying to get him outside.
Yeah.
So and when the pass game disappears in the second half, it makes it harder. It does. 215-592-9494. We will get into the A.J. Brown situation next. There is a situation. It is a week in the football season for the Eagles.
Yep.
So there is a situation. We'll get to that next. Yep. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Coming up at 6 p.m., live here at Chickies and Pete's, is Jordan Mailata, who will be sitting in one of these comfortable chairs.
Sure.
Along with Elliot Shore Parks and myself. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee.
QB2.
QB2. Maybe he'll have some thoughts on the offense. What do you think?
Could you get AJ?
Something tells me they'll be positive.
Yes. I think so. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.